Good morning, and it's time for us to talk about what's going on at the West Plains R7 school system. And each week it's a little something different. And this weather has surely bitten people with the spring fever, or just the spring fever bug in general is kind of getting the best of folks, getting ready to get out and enjoy the warm weather. And baseball is all a part of that, and we're happy to have in the studio with us today. We're going to start with the head baseball coach for West Plains High School. His name is James Sharp, and we have a very special event coming up, and we've got a couple of fine young men in here to talk about that with us this morning. So let's start things off with Coach Sharp and welcome him to the studio. And baseball is, let's see, we're at 20 seconds, so we're less than a month away from the start of the season, right, Coach?
That's right. We're actually less than a week away from our first practice, and our first game is going to be March 15th in Harrison, Arkansas.
And prospects for this year are, how's everything looking for you?
Yeah, I think this year we should be pretty well off. We've got five or six kids that are committed to play college baseball. They're all seniors. We have a few kids that were injured coming back to us this year. We've got Coy Kreitz, who's in here with us today. He didn't get to pitch much for us last year, but we're hoping he'll have a good year for us. And then Trey Miller and Hunter Williams are also going to be back. They're both seniors. All pitchers, and can't have enough of that.
I was getting ready to say, do you have too much pitching? And I would have laughed if you said yes, because you just can't have enough of that.
That's
you?
Right. There's no such thing as too much pitching.
All right. So it takes funds to run the baseball program, and you guys have got a special event coming up. I'll have you introduce our guest and let them talk about this if you want.
Sounds good. With us today, we've got Peyton Cooper. He's our shortstop. And then Coy Kreitz, he's a PO. They're going to talk a little bit about our trivia night that's coming up this weekend.
All right. Peyton, take off. Tell us about it.
All right. So our tacos and trivia is our annual sports trivia night. It's on Saturday, February 24th at 6 in the West Plains Elementary Gym. Tickets are sold at the door, and it's $25 for the meal and to play trivia, or it's $15 for just the meal, and it's $10 for students, and it's $200 for a table of eight, and all the proceeds benefit Zizzer Baseball.
I'm sorry, I let that slide by. Where is this taking place at?
At the West Plains Elementary Gym.
Okay, all right. So this event is coming up, and it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. If you enjoy trivia, this is something that you don't want to miss. A lot of people have probably helped out with this. Coy, tell us a little bit more about it, if you would.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of silent auction items that you can come in and bid on. Then we'll have a raffle, and then we'll have some sports trivia to have a little bit of fun. And then there's eight players to a team, and if you want more information, you can call or text 417-247-7779 or email james.sharp@zizzers.org.
Fantastic. So, James, the people may not realize it, but everything is – and it's kind of in the same boat. It takes money to do anything these days, and these days it takes more money to do about whatever you want to do, right?
That's right. It seems like everything in the world has went up in the last few years. We're kind of fortunate, and we have a lot of things already, but with baseball, there's so many things you have to pay for, whether it's cleats, or not cleats, but pants, belts, hats. You would not imagine how much hats are. I think we spent $3,000 on hats this year already. And then just all the other things you want, maybe a new pitching machine, tees, baseballs, that's another couple thousand dollars. Everything we get goes straight into these boys. We don't ever just sit on this money. We try to use it year by year. And the trivia night is one of our biggest fundraisers, and that usually will get us through the season.
Speaking of the boys, how many kids do you have out for baseball this year?
So we have probably around 50 that try out, and we try to limit it to 40, but we've got a varsity, a JV, and a freshman team. So we carry 40 kids usually. Yeah.
That's a lot of people, isn't it?
There's quite a few, yeah.
Wrangle around. So how many games will you play, weather permitting, this year?
Varsity schedule, we have 29. I think the JV is around 25, and then the freshmen have about 27 or 28.
How far away will you travel to ball games? What's the furthest trip you're going to make?
Our furthest one this year is probably about 3.5 hours. It's to Columbia. We go play Battle and actually Ozark this year.
Oh, wow. Well, that's some pretty good competition you're going to be hooked up with here.
Yeah, right? We've kind of loaded up our schedule a little bit more this year, trying to prepare us for the postseason.
All right. Peyton, one more time, go over when and where this is. If you would.
So this will be on Saturday, February 24th at 6 o'clock at the West Plains Elementary Gym.
All right. Coach Sharp, before you get away, is there anything that people can do to help out? Maybe someone just wants to make a contribution to the program. How would they go about doing that? What's the best way to do that?
The best way would probably be to email me at james.sharp@zizzers.org. You can just let me know, and we can talk a little bit more about that. Something else on the trivia night, if you don't like trivia, that's perfectly fine too. A lot of people come in and just pay for the meal, enjoy the night. They kind of just watch, and then they go around for our silent auction items. We have all kinds of stuff, anywhere from coolers. What else do we got? We've got some tickets, fishing gear, Springfield Cardinals tickets. Just if you can imagine it, it's probably there. There's gift cards to all kinds of businesses around West Plains.
Another thing, I want to give you guys at least a chance. If there's maybe some organizations that have helped, in particular, helped you out with this as for sponsorships or anything like that, if there's anything like that, if you want to mention, please go ahead.
Oh, yeah. One more thing that we do that is a big fundraiser for us is we sell banner space for our outfield fence.
Yeah.
We've probably sold 20 to 25 already this spring. Our kids come out to businesses, but we can't always get them all. I encourage them to go out pretty much on the daily basis to go out and present these papers to sell some banners. They're $200 a piece for a new banner, $150 for a renewal. If we haven't seen you yet, please reach out to me and let me know that you would like to buy one, and we'll hook you up.
All right. That's going on Saturday night, and we hope that everybody that wants to come out, if you enjoy trivia, this is something you won't want to miss, and give you a chance to kind of get an insight of the baseball program this year, which starts very soon. Practice is just about ready to start. Thanks to Peyton Cooper, Corey Kreitz, and James Sharp. Thank you all for coming in this morning. Appreciate
it. Thank you.
And good luck this Saturday. All right. 8:51, weather coming up.